in order to support the mining sector.
Okay, thank you very much. There's a McKinsey study which says that 80% of infrastructure projects in Africa, they fail at the pre-feasibility stage. And this has got to do not because of just capacity issues, but the challenge in terms of priorities as well. You know, 5-year cycle, election cycles, where not much thrust sometimes with the governments. It will be looking at issues that immediate, like poverty, alleviation, but not being strategic enough to say, can I have an investment which outlives my tenure in office? So that also becomes one of the challenges. But also, if we were to look at in the context of Namibia, where investment, I mean, investors have been knocking at our doorstep in terms of the aspects of green industrialization, the blueprint that we now have for Namibia. So that is also one aspect in terms of governance that we actually have to, as nations in Africa, we just have to show, because no one wants to invest where he's not sure whether he'll get his return on investments or his money out of the system. So there's a lot of challenges that speaks to that from a governance perspective, which we have, unfortunately, we have got to get it right first before we can actually talk of attracting that. But there's also aspects that we could actually do from the hydroelectric or the dams that we have in Africa. If we were talking to one another and also of one mind, then there's aspects we could actually have that investment that could actually jumpstart our industrialization strategy. Thank you.